Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, to comment, as he has generously these last weeks, on three points of view in the Ukrainian crisis. The first point of view is Moscow, the Kremlin, the Russian Federation, a.k.a. the Russian Empire. The second point of view is Brussels, NATO, the point of view of the North American Treaty Organization that used to be the most successful of all alliances. And the third point of view is Ukraine, especially Kiev, the western part of Ukraine, led by a man who used to be a television star named Zelensky. Professor, a very good evening to you. What does Moscow want? What do they see? And what are they going to do about it?
Well, I think what Moscow would really like would be able to go back a few weeks when they had a very good opportunity to carry out their strategy. Their strategy is to use a threat to start a war in Ukraine or a small demonstrative use of force in Ukraine to so frighten the United States that the United States will be willing to negotiate with them over the heads of the Europeans some sort of an agreement to, in effect, neutralize the Eastern European states that used to be the Soviet Empire. I think that the Russians would like to have the old Soviet Empire back. The problem is, I think that the Russians now realize that developments, that time has moved along, the element of surprise has been lost, confusion in the West is subsiding, although America's weakness is very clear, and indecision in Europe is clear. But we are now seeing, for instance, major deliveries of weapon systems and so forth to Ukraine. We have a Canadian-led unit of Ukrainians there, all the rest. This suggests that a clean strike that will get the political goal and can then be terminated is very difficult. What the Russians have is, I mean, Clausewitz famously said that war is politics with an admixture of violence. In other words, that you just use as much violence as was necessary to kind of tweak the politics and push it along. I think the Russians are reaching a point where the amount of violence that they will need will be counterproductive and will not deliver their political objective.
And what do they want then? Here we are. They could have moved weeks ago. They didn't. What do they want now? Because we're told that they're are continuing conversations. Meanwhile, the U.S. has directed its embassy to evacuate. Meanwhile, the U.S. is making it clear to the Europeans that they're negotiating with Qatar for liquefied natural gas to supplement Europe in the event the pipelines are cut off. Meanwhile, we're told that these arms are arriving not only from the U.S., not only from Poland, but also from the Baltic states who are at the front line. So what does Russia want, given all these factors?
Well, I think what Russia wants is they want somehow for the Americans to deliver their neutralized empire, old Soviet empire, back to them. And I think that that was, for a while, it looked as if that was what we were willing to do. But now I think that the Russians have not really rethought their strategy. Their initial strategy was really rather sophisticated, but it was also fragile, as we say, which is to say, if one thing goes wrong, then the whole thing goes bust. I think now they're gonna strike because they're way out on a limb making these demands, but I don't think that it's going to do them the kind of good that it could have done earlier.
We're told that there will be an exchange of written concessions, written promises, written changes, written thoughts. I mean, there are many words here. I choose one. You know, I don't mean to be prejudiced about this choice. I'm just trying to imagine what I should call this document. We're told there will be an exchange of what we write to the Russians and what the Russians write to us. This might be because there is a story that when James Baker, the President Secretary of State during the H.W. Bush administration, said to Mr. Yeltsin, then the President of the Russian Federation after Mr. Gorbachev's departure, said to him that there would not be NATO advance toward the Russian frontier, the story is the Russians should have gotten it in writing. They're aware they didn't get it in writing. So this time they want it in writing. Is that adequate for the Kremlin to get it in writing? Ukraine will not be part of NATO. Is that enough?
Well, yes. I think that if the United States said not just Ukraine, but that these other states are not going to be part of NATO, they would be very pleased if they could get their empire back. The problem is that we're not, the United States is not in a position to deliver that. And we, furthermore, if we were to make such concessions in writing, it would go completely against what the administration has started to say more and more in the last week or so, which is that we are absolutely unwavering. We have an ironclad position on the independence, sovereignty, and inviolability and so forth of Ukrainian borders, and that we'll react to any sort of an invasion with unspecified but very stringent measures. And when the president made a remark about limited incursions or minor incursions, which must have been music to the Russians' ears, because what they want is a minor incursion that then scares the Americans and causes us to go over the heads of the Europeans. The White House they've reversed themselves on this, and now U.S. planes are carrying $200 million worth of weaponry to Ukraine. Furthermore, what we're doing with our embassy and what we're doing with trying to find fuel supplies and so forth indicates that we think it's quite possible the Russians will attack, and that we're not so scared of that we're willing to pay any price to avoid it.
I'm speaking to Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, commenting on the Russian point of view. We're going to turn now to Brussels, to NATO's point of view, what it sees in what we know of the crisis right now. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy, thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.